Sebastian Younger's readers know that he is a painstaking reporter and a careful writer. This piece, which appeared in Outside in 1995, is about an old man and the sea. The man uses a wooden sailboat to hunt humpback whales. Like Younger's 1997 book, The Perfect Storm, the piece is an elegy of sorts, an unsentimental lament for something lost. The Whale Hunters by Sebastian Younger. The last living harpooner wakes to the sound of wind. It has been blowing for 2 weeks now, whipping up a big, ugly sea, ruining any chance of putting out in the boat. On this strong, steady wind, the Northeast trades, European slave ships rowed to the New World, bringing 15 million Africans across the Atlantic. One of their descendants now creeps through his house in the pre-dawn gloom, wishing the wind would stop. The man's name is Athniel Oliver. He is 6 feet tall, 74 years old, as straight and strong as a dock piling. His hair rises in an ash-gray column, and a thin wedge of mustache suggests a French officer in the First World War. On his left leg, there's the scar of a rope burn that went right down to the bone. His eyes, bloodshot from age and the glare of the sun, focus on a point just above my shoulder and about 500 miles distant. In the corner of his living room rests a 20-pound throwing iron with a cinnamon...